Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Well, the leaves are starting to turn color, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the Asian Career Expo. Again, it's gone by many different names over many different years, but once again, our guest is Gino An. Gino, welcome back to China America Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, it's fall, and I think previously the career expos have been about this time of year, usually October, early November, and we're coming up again, and it's going to be on the 17th of November this year.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit, just a little backstory for the folks that maybe just fell off the turnip truck and haven't heard our discussions before about what actually is the event that we're going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, this is our 16th annual event that's taking place. And this event is designed to connect Asians and Asian American and Asians with global companies with the jobs.
And it previously also involved opportunities for people to register online.
Correct.
And get guaranteed meetings with some people rather than just stand in a line and cross your fingers, right?
Right.
Is that still the protocol for this year?
Yes. We are encouraging attendees to pre-register, and there's going to be a database of resumes, and the companies will be searching the database, and they'll be contacting them prior to the event. So those who are selected by the companies to have an interview, they will be conducting on-site interviews as well as nearby. You know, sometimes some companies prefer to have more quiet setting, so they will be conducting interviews at nearby hotels and nearby offices.
What sort of requirements or what sort of qualifications would the ideal applicants be bringing to this event?
You know, all kinds of majors, both undergrad and grad school, grad schools. And what's kind of new about this year, what's kind of interesting is the fact that there are a lot of companies that are coming, but they're not going to have a booth there for some strange reasons. I think the recruiting space and how companies are recruiting is changing. So instead of a standard booth and tables and having a blind date, I think they much prefer to search the database prior, and then either some companies are actually they're coming, but they're not really coming. What they're doing is they're going to access the database, and the kind of attendees they like, they will actually invite them to come to the company and have interview at the companies instead of at the location.
So you have American companies that have always participated. You also have Asian companies that have participated. Has that ratio changed any over the years?
I think pretty much stayed the same, but I'm seeing more Asian companies participating now. And another thing, another unique trend this year, I would say, is there are more medium-sized companies showing up. You know, it looks like the large Fortune 500 type of companies, their hiring needs are sort of static. But I think the activities is amongst startups and also medium-sized companies. So I thought it was pretty interesting to see, some companies that I never heard of are coming to this event to recruit.
Now, we've been a part. China America Radio has been privileged to be part of this and join you. And thank you for inviting us every year for probably the last 6 years or so, that last count. And I know that even as recently as 5 or 6 years ago, many of the applicants were looking for American sponsorship. But now it seems that many are looking to return to their Asian country of origin and take their skill set back home.
Correct. So there are companies who are coming to recruit for the positions in Asia. But I think I still hear a lot of preference amongst students to spend at least maybe a year or two working here and then go back to their home countries. So I'm hoping to have more companies to sign up now until the event date who will hire these students for the positions in the U.S., at least temporarily for the first year or two. And it turns out that a lot of students don't want to work here, a lot of international students I'm talking about. They don't really want to stay too long anyway. They just want to gain a few years of experience and then utilize the experience when they go back.
Are there other activities going on in addition to the recruiting during the day?
Yes. There will be career coaches, resume coaches present at the venue, and they'll be throughout the day giving resume critique as well as career coaching. And we are going to have a whole bunch of mentors coming to provide mentorship to a lot of students and attendees there.
Any advice for potential attendees in terms of preparing to come to the event? I mean, what should they be prepared to bring? What's the dress code? Just some general protocols for being a good attendee.
It's pretty standard. You need to dress for success. That means suit in most cases. It's always safe to go overdressed than underdressed. And also, I cannot overemphasize how important it is to have an impeccable resume. Make sure you have a very, very good resume without any typos or grammatical errors. Your resume needs to be impeccable. And also, try to practice some interview skills. A lot of hiring managers tell me, they look really good on their resume, but when they actually meet them, how they present themselves and how they reply to some of the questions they ask, it's just not there. I think that's partly because they haven't really practiced enough. It makes a huge difference when you spend some time and effort practicing, asking some interview common questions and try to answer them. So preparing for the interview is very, very critical.
I can certainly identify with that, having spent most of my adult life with the spoken word and trying to communicate with people and teaching people how to communicate. So I know how really important it is that you be able to jump off the page of the resume and make people remember who you are. You mentioned about wearing a suit, and I always advise people to wear a suit if you wear a suit comfortably. But if it looks like you only put it on once a year, then maybe you could casual down just a little bit. You just look comfortable in your skin, actually.
Right. And I think, past few years, I've seen people who come to this event with a very casual clothing. And that's because, they see on TV and, some famous business people.
The people at Google or the people at Facebook.
So they come in with jeans and T-shirts. So I guess they try to mimic that. But that's no-no. That you do that when you have a job and when you start working.
You earn that.
Yeah. But during the interview process, it's always better to be overdressed.
Let's give our listeners the web address, where they can find out the information and also where they can register.
Sure. The web address is asianlife.com, Asian as in Asian, and life, LIFE.com. When you go there, you'll see the full event information and where it's taking place and the time it is taking place. By the way, this event is going to be at the Metropolitan Pavilion, which is in Manhattan on 18th Street. And the event hours, we're starting a little bit late this year. The door will open at noon at 12 o'clock, and it's going to run until 5 o'clock.
Good. That's interesting, because I know many of the attendees in past years have come in from out of state or from suburban areas, and without having to go through the expense of paying for a hotel coming in the day before, they can make it in pretty much from anywhere in the East corridor here before noon. I know many people have come from Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and, of course, Long Island and other places, so that's good.
Right. There's a reason why we hold this event on Fridays, because, instead of if we do it on Wednesdays, for example, it creates a lot of hardship for a lot of out-of-towners. So by doing it at Friday afternoon, they can work, until Thursday, and then, they come at night or even early in Friday morning just to avoid staying overnight.
And they have a perfectly good excuse to spend a nice Friday night in New York City.
Exactly.
And have to sleep late the next morning.
That's right.
So the website again is asianlife.com. For registration information, it's going to be on November 17th starting at 12 noon. It's at the Metropolitan Pavilion, which is on West 18th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue.
Correct.
And so we look forward to seeing everybody there again this year. And Gino, always a pleasure to see you. And we'll catch up with each other there on the 17th.
Thank you very much for having me.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.